Michael O'Regan's Call from the Dáil on Kerry Today.
Now, Michael, we're into the summer recess as of yesterday. This week's been an interesting one for the government. They got a bit of a bounce and, you know, buoyant mood at the parliamentary party meetings, apparently, out of the win in the confidence motion, and particularly by as many votes as they did win it by. And then the very next day, they got a right hammering in the polls.
True, Gerry. The joy was short-lived. By the way, Gerry, welcome back from London. You did great work out there.
Michael, all that talk and that scandalous supposition that I was somehow involved with Sajid Javid and Rishi Sunak, that's all untrue, Michael. It's all untrue.
I'm afraid my sources in London are very good. By the way, Trass and myself are discussing your future, and we figured that if Trump ever gets back into power in America, we'll send you to Washington. you could link up with Tony.
Well, at the morning...
The other thing, Johnny, by the way, I believe that everybody now in Kinmare, every man in Kinmare, is going for a Sean O'Shea haircut.
Well, yes, that's the other plan. That is the other plan. But there's a bidding war between Penny Mordaunt and Rishi Sunak for my services, Michael. We'll see how that one works out over the next while.
Yeah, I can see you being the new Alistair Campbell, Gerry. But
that's for sure.
Mind
that's
you,
for sure.
Your services might be required closer to home because, as you said there, the government's joy in the victory on the confidence motion was short-lived. That was a devastating poll yesterday in the Irish Times for the government parties. And in fact, if you look at them as a government, for instance, the three parties, Fianna Fáil down by 3, Fine Gael 4, and the Greens now are at just 3%. That's dangerous territory. This gives the government parties a combined support of just 41% of voters. A year ago, their combined support was 53%. And of course, a great poll for Sinn Féin. The other interesting aspect of this poll, by the way, is the satisfaction rating with the party leaders. Micheál Martin, 40% down 11. That's quite a drop. Leo, 36% down 12. Mary Lou MacDonald, actually, is at 43%, just 3% ahead of Micheál Martin. Now, given Sinn Féin's extraordinary performance in opinion polls, I thought her personal rating would be higher, but not that it matters that much. Eamon Ryan, by the way, down to 15%, down 4. But it was a sobering poll for the government parties, Gerry, in a week in which they had a great victory in the Dáil in terms of the confidence motion. Now, they were always going to have that. There was no way the Greens would have supported, the disaffected Greens, so to speak, would have supported Sinn Féin. That was never going to happen.
Michael, can it be waved away by those in government? Look, this is a midterm report. Things are bad, cost of living, things outside of our control. The public are worried. They feel, you know, uncertain about the future, so they're giving the government a bit of a kicking at the moment. This always happens to governments halfway through. We see it in American politics with the midterm elections. Normally the party in power does poorly, and the government could say, look, we'll stick together for the next 2 years, things could turn around and it won't be as bad as all that. Can it be waved away like as a midterm poll that's normally bad for the powers that be?
There's a little bit of truth in that, in fairness. You know, midterm poll is never going to be good for a government. Certainly never good when you have a major cost of living crisis and you have problems in health and housing. So there is an element of truth in that. But having said that, it's still a bad poll for the government. Cost of living, of course, dominating everything now. There's a further, the Irish Times today carries some further opinion polls, and one of them shows that almost 63% of people want measures now to deal with the cost of living. It's dominating every household to a greater or lesser extent. It's there at the petrol pump. It's there in the supermarket. It's there when you get your energy bill in the door. And it's going to last. Which means, of course, that there's a major challenge for the government in the September budget. Also, Gerry, the transition, the changeover at the end of the year, where you have Leo becoming Taoiseach and Micheál becoming Taoiseach, and what backbenchers are looking at, the reshuffle. Who will get what? For instance, will Brendan Griffin get a half car? junior ministry. I saw him in the Dáil yesterday, sitting behind Leo during he was doing his chief whip duties. He had his sleeves rolled up, Jerry, which shows that this man is planning a very, very busy summer, I would think.
I imagine that he is. And look, that transition will take its own toll. But do these polls make it more likely that this government will stick together, that there won't be any diversions, there won't be any internal rows? And there's a few things that there could be rows about, most notably at the moment, the emissions caps for the agricultural sector, which were meant to be out this month. Doesn't look like they'll be out now for some time because they're so difficult and so sticky. But is it less likely that there will be a sort of a self-inflicted election, shall we say, because the polls are so bad at the moment?
Absolutely. Nothing will bring down this government before it ends its natural life, so to speak, except some unforeseen banana skin. What government, TD, at the moment would want a general election? And I suspect I may be wrong in this because I have no, it's just anecdotal, I have no statistical evidence, and my listeners may disagree with me, but I suspect that the public do not want a general election this time. They want something done about the cost of living, housing and health. I may be wrong in that because, you know, there's no statistics out there to bear up what I'm saying. But they will stick together, Jerry, because if they don't, they'll all hang separately at the wrath of the voters. So, you know, saving your political life does concentrate the mind.
It does. It does. Does the opposition want an election, Michael? No, I would suggest. Not right now.
I suspect. Absolutely, I suspect not. Certainly, okay, it could be argued Sinn Féin doing very well in the polls. This would not be a good time, though, to come into government. And I think Sinn Féin want this to continue. They're doing very well in the polls. They're the party of the next government, according to the opinion polls. Mary Lou will be Taoiseach. I don't think they would want to go in right now, even though they do call for an election, but that's part of politics. Certainly, if you look across the opposition benches, the Healy Rays, Danny and Michael, have read the room, Jerry. They know there's no political gain to support this government now because of the cost of living crisis, so they voted against the government. But I'm certain they don't want to be putting up posters in Kilgarvan and elsewhere. And that goes right across the opposition benches. If you look at Labour, by the way, frequently forgotten about now, it's quite incredible. Still at 4%, and they have to do a lot of building. If you look at the Kerry constituency, once a Labour stronghold, if Labour want to rebuild in Kerry, they have to get a high-profile potential Dáil candidate to run in the local elections and then look perhaps to the general election after the next one to fight for a seat. So nobody wants an election in Leinster House.
Yeah, that's for sure. Michael, a number of different things happened, a number of decisions that were made this week. One interesting thing in terms of the way the Dáil works, and this happens every time there is a summer recess, the guillotining of debate on a number of different issues, the passage of legislation. One which stuck in the craw of the opposition was the Planning and Development Amendment Bill. Committee and remaining stages were dealt with. 48 pages were added to a bill which was only 20 pages long in the first week. Very little time to talk about it. The opposition were up in arms over something they say as important, not happy with the way this one was handled. Do they have a point?
They do, yeah. But the problem is when the opposition start complaining, with the exception of Sinn Féin, of course, when they were in the main opposition parties, when they were in the government, they did the same. You're quite right. I mean, this is standard practice at the end of every Dáil term before the summer recess. This guillotining of legislation, you know, rushing late night sittings, rushing legislation through the Dáil without proper scrutiny, the same at Dáil committees, you know, always giving the government's giving the impression they can't wait to get to the beaches with their bucket and sand and all that, and the weather will, or maybe get to Croke Park for some important engagements coming up. But it happens under all governments, Jerry, and it's no way to run a parliament.
Yeah, certainly not. Michael, we're going to talk more about the decisions that were made at cabinet level as well during the week, the Ukrainian refugee emergency, which has become again this week, and other issues. We'll get to that and more after we take these.
Michael O'Regan's Call from the Dáil on Kerry Today.
Now, Michael, a listener gets in touch echoing what we were saying about whether they'll stick together or not, this government. Jerry, at the onset, or the outset, you mentioned the conference vote the government got. Turkeys don't vote for Christmas, Michael. They certainly don't.
Absolutely, absolutely. That listener is 100% right. And this is why this government is rock solid. Jerry, and all the, okay, on paper, it's a minority government, but realistically, it is a comfortable majority. And there are a few people, even outside the government, TDs, I would say Michael Lowry will probably stick with them, maybe one or two others. Mark McSharry, it would be a big decision for Mark McSharry, despite being outside Fianna Fáil, to bring down a government in which Fianna Fáil is involved. Second generation McSharry, involved in politics from Sligo, I don't see him doing it.
Yeah. Michael, one of the decisions made this week, one of the things that they moved to try and prevent was another outbreak in the turf wars. Have they done that? The regulations agreed coming in October, they'll be submitted to the European Commission under the Technical Standards Directive notification procedure. They've focused on, you know, large-scale commercial sale of smoky fuels, smoky coal, turf and wet wood, but they're going to allow, I suppose, non-advertised sale locally between friends and acquaintances, shall we call them that, but no petrol retail forecourt selling of it. Have they got past this one? And is this a U-turn or a climb down by the Greens?
It is. If you'll pardon the pun, let's call a spade a spade. It is a climb down by the Greens. They deny it, of course. They'll say, look, this was part of a long discussion about this issue. But it is a climb down, and it also means that the Greens, they want to stay in government and they don't want too much hassle with the other two parties. So it is a climb down. And the Greens handle this badly, Jerry. The Greens have a good message on climate change, but Eamon Ryan has 8 advisors. Despite that, he can make, and he's a very clever man, I know him for years, he's a man I have a lot of time for, actually. But he can make a dog's dinner of presenting his case, which and the Greens generally, and they're now seen as essentially an urban party. But this was a climb down. Interesting, by the way, grumblings at the Fine Gael parliamentary party meeting this week about the Greens and about you know, climate change and all that. And the Greens, of course, they want farmers to take a 30% cut. Now, yeah, the dairy sector are prepared to go as far as 22%. In Cabinet, Charlie McConnell-Oak, of course, is fighting the farmers' case. So there could be some tension in that area. But let's be frank about it. This won't bring down the government. They'll reach, yeah, some compromise.
It might be in the middle of the road, 24, 25, 26%, as is being suggested, yeah, during the week. And look, it'll be a difficult one to sell. But then again, the argument is that it has to be done. With that in mind, are they being unfairly targeted in some of the coverage? Catherine Martin and Eamon Ryan flying business class while others fly economy class. Is that just, is it unfair coverage of them, Michael, or do you think that's fair enough?
I think it's fair enough. Look, if the economy was going well, and if people were happy enough with the economy and happy enough with health and housing and all that kind of thing, I don't think it would be an issue. I don't think people would be interested at all if she travelled business class. But the problem
is, it's not private jet, like, is my point.
It's what?
It's not private jet travel.
Exactly, it's not private jet, that's true. But the problem for the Greens is this, Jerry, they're asking everybody else, as the government is, you know, to cut back, even, you know, reduce the length you spend in the shower and all this kind of thing. They told turf cutters, you know, change a lifestyle and a work style that's been there for years. And, you know, which is a tall order. Yet, where are the cutbacks for the Green ministers travelling abroad? And we noticed that in one of the trips, actually, Catherine Martin, the Green minister, flew business class, and there were two Fianna Fáil ministers and civil servants, of course, down in economy class. Now, Jerry, I have to tell you, years ago, I was travelling abroad with a group of journalists to cover Bertie in the Middle East. And at a changeover in Heathrow, there was no seat for me in economy class. So I was put into business class. And I waved goodbye to my colleagues, you know, squatting there.
With a tear in your eye, Michael.
With tears in my eyes. I can tell you, Jerry, travelling business class is much more comfortable. But I think at a time of austerity, ministers should realise that these things are symbolic in their way. And if you tell other people, including turf cutters, you know, to change a lifestyle and a work style, then, yeah, you should be conscious of how you fly.
Michael, we started with Boris Johnson. He's gone into the sunset now. Maybe not the last we'll hear from him, but who do we want? Who does Ireland want, I suppose, politically? Who does Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar want in terms of the new Prime Minister? Rishi Sunak, Penny Mordaunt, the Brexiteer, arch-Brexiteer candidate. There's a TV debate this weekend. Is it Sunak as supposedly the more reasonable one who we can perhaps do a deal with over the protocol?
I think it is, and the problem now, of course, is that when it goes to the Tory grassroots, they're of a certain age, regarded as right-wing, and Penny Mordaunt apparently is very popular with them. She has done the, I don't know, you couldn't call it, I suppose, the chicken and chips circuit, maybe the tea and cucumber circuit with the Tory grassroots, and apparently is hugely popular with them. I think from our point of view, it would be Rishi Sunak, in the sense that you could do, he's known, she's an unknown quantity. I think Liz Truss would be a disaster for Ireland.
Yeah, Mike, finally...
And down there, really. Yeah. Sunak, I think.
Yeah, finally and briefly, look, I know you're heading off to the south of France to your yacht off Biarritz, but the politicians will be heading off. They won't be heading off to a summer or a happy summer or excessive holidays. They will still be doing their work. They'll be probably getting it in the ear in terms of the costs, and they'll be fretting and worrying about stories of gas rationing come September, October.
Absolutely, Gerry. Every TD will tell you now they're getting it in the neck at their clinics, the cost of living. So from that point of view, it could be an uneasy summer politically. And bear in mind, the summer can throw up all kinds of political controversies. 40 years ago, Charlie was in his island sipping the red wine that you like, Gerry, more lucky. And a murderer was found in the flat of an attorney general, and he had to fly back to Dublin and all that. But can I say, have a good summer, Gerry, and to our listeners, have a very, very good summer. And when I speak to you again, and you and I will have the Sean O'Shea haircut, I hope that Sam Maguire will be installed in its rightful place in Kerry.
Fingers crossed, Michael. Listen, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million for that. That's Michael O'Regan with the call from the Dáil.